Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31, 32, 34. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again, each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more.
Abraham Lincoln once said, We can complain because bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses. This quote sums up the personality of my favorite prophet, Jeremiah. This fiery prophet was called to ministry just prior to the Babylonian exile at the end of Israel's monarchy and into captivity. It was a thorny time for both Israel and the prophet, who foretold the fall of the monarchy and that Israel would have to submit to captivity as punishment for its sins. He was labeled a traitor and was imprisoned. A few years later, his prophecy was fulfilled and he followed his people into captivity. This would have been the perfect time to have complained because the bushes have thorns. He could have said, See, what did I tell you? I spent years in prison, slandered by your unbelief. Now you get what you deserve. Instead, Jeremiah tells them that a day is coming when they will be rescued and redeemed by a new covenant. This rosy prophecy bloomed 70 years later. But this bush has more roses. One blooms some 500 years later with the birth of Jesus Christ, and will bloom again with his return. I like Jeremiah because he knows a rose will come even among thorns. He trusted God's promise. It may not be right away, but he trusts that it will happen. Trusting that God will produce a rose among thorns is very difficult for me to do. Maybe it is for you as well. Today, let's pause and reflect on how we can be like Jeremiah.
Father, we can be so impatient, always fighting the feeling of urgency to get our needs met and our prayers answered. Please give us the confidence and courage to wait for you to act in our lives.
Schulte Consulting Services, Educational Growth and Business Development.